नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 14। अहम् पुरा भरतो नाम राजा विमुक्त दृष्टा शुद संग बंदा आराधनं भगवतो इह मानः मृगो भवं मृगसंघा धातृताः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharata. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through direct experience and through indirect experience. I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord. But due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer, so much so that I neglect my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life, I had to accept the body of a deer. Purport. The incident herein described is very significant. In a previous verse, it is stated, Vila Mahatpada Rajobhishekam. One cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the orders of the spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as the foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and becomes ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan na gati kutopi. If the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. Despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he becomes strongly attached to the deer, and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of Vaishnavas so that coming few minutes could be some use for all of you. So in this verse, Bharat Maharaj is continuing instructing King Rahugana, and after telling the glories of devotional service and after giving the conclusion, in this verse Bharat Maharaj is explaining Jadabharat, explaining Rahugana about his previous life. So, Jadabharat explaining in this verse that in my previous birth I was Maharaj Bharata. And he is explaining what happened to him during the neglect of his spiritual duties. So here, very interestingly, Jadabharat just started preaching to Rahugana. And after preaching to Rahugana, few hours later, he immediately telling about his own life and also his fall down in his own life. To somebody he is preaching, and even before the person who is being preached is convinced of devotional principle, Jadabharat in this verse is exhibiting his quality of humility by telling that But due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer. So in this way, he is explaining his fall down to his disciple. So here we see the humility of Jadaparat is very visibly exhibited here. And also we see all the acharyas in the same line exhibited the same humility. We remember the famous lecture of Srila Prabhupada on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he was delivering this particular speech, Srila Prabhupada is exhibiting the similar state of humility. He would speak in that lecture that I was being told to take sannyas, and I was horrified by remembering this thought. I was horrified to think about that I have to take sannyas. And still, my Guru Maharaj came in my dream and told I should take sannyas. And Prabhupada mentions in a very unassuming, natural way, but Maya is so strong. So all the disciples who doesn't know who is Krishna, who doesn't know anything about spirituality, Srila Prabhupada spoke to them about Krishna and made them devotee. And Prabhupada tells them that Maya is so strong that I was not taken to spiritual life in the beginning, to sannyas life. So the same principles of humility Srila Prabhupada exhibited. And in this verse, the glories of spiritual master is being glorified. One cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee. And without accepting spiritual master's shelter, one cannot advance in spiritual life. So it is stated in the scriptures that the disciple's duty for the guru and the guru's duty for the disciple. The guru's duty for the disciple is that the guru should take care of the disciple's atma yatra. He should make sure that disciple's atma or disciple is going to the spiritual world. And what the disciple can do for the spiritual master, he should at least do, take care of spiritual master's deha yatra. So the spiritual master is taking care of disciple's spirit soul by taking that back to Godhead. And the disciple duty is to take care of spiritual master's vani and vapu. By following the vani, he is following his instruction. And he can do for spiritual master, he can take care of his body. But if the same principles become opposite, then both of them are losing their constitutional position. If the guru is interested in developing the bodily concept of life of the disciple, then he is not called as guru. And the disciple, instead of doing service to the spiritual master body, if he start instructing about the spiritual life to the guru, and the disciple is losing his constitutional position. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada mentioning here, if the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. As soon as a foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and becomes ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. So a disciple cannot take the position of guru and instruct him on spiritual matter. Rather, he should humbly serve spiritual master's divine body and follow his instruction. So this is a very important principle. So we see in the life of the great devotees, the principle is exhibited. But when the same principle is followed opposite, then the result is certainly fall down. We see the example in the episode of Madhavendra Puri and Ishwara Puri. Madhavendra Puri, he was at the last stage of his life, he was completely immersed in deep transcendental meditation, feeling separation from Radha and Krishna. And when a spiritual master is in deep spiritual ecstasy, a disciple can only assist his divine body. So Ishwara Puri is serving his body. But Ramachandra Puri, in the same place, instead of taking care of spiritual master's body, he started instructing the spiritual master and spiritual life. He told Mahanandapuri, what is this you are so much of lamenting for, you know, go to attaining Radha and Krishna. Just meditate on Brahman effulgence. Be satisfied. So Ramachandrapuri started explaining spiritual master about spirituality. That means he won't take the position of spiritual master. Then what is the result? Immediately fall down took place. But in the case of Ishwarapuri, he was not thinking that my spiritual master is lamenting from attaining Radha and Krishna. Let me instruct him on spirituality. No. He was humbly serving his divine body, taking the stool, urine. He was cleaning his body. So complete surrender to the spiritual master's Vapu or his divine body, Ishwarapuri, could become the spiritual master of Supreme Lord himself. So the spiritual principle is that if one wants to attain perfection in spirituality, one should humbly serve the spiritual master, not to take the position of his own self. In the purport of the famous verse of Bhagavad Gita, Asharyavat Kachat Chadati Enam, I was reading yesterday, or Gopinath Chandrapu gave a very interesting point. In the last purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions a very deep point. Srila Prabhupada concludes in this purport that the easiest process for understanding the subject matter of self, however, is to accept the statement of the Bhagavad Gita spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna, without being deviated by other theories. But it also requires a great deal of penance and sacrifice, either in this life or in the previous life. So Prabhupada mentioning, if you want to accept or understand spiritual life, one has to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, or do penance. But again, Prabhupada is giving the hope for us by telling, however, Krishna can be known as such by the causeless mercy of the pure devotee and by no other way. So, Srila Prabhupada in his purport gives that if you want to understand self-realization, if you want to realize the self, that can be attained only by the mercy of the devotee. So again, in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, the same point, that acceptance of the spiritual master as one's life and soul, is explained. And in this purport again, Srila Prabhupada mentions, Vina Mahatpada Rajobhishekam, one cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. See, here interesting thing that according to Vaishnava philosophy or Vaishnavas, we reject two type of things. We don't worship two things. As we know, the knowledge means to accept, to understand matter, spirit and controller. So many times, materialistic people outside, they say, you are worshipping a stone or a marble or a statue. So sometimes they criticize the Vaishnavas without understanding. So, but our philosophy understand that we don't worship matter as a statue or anything like that. And also we don't accept a spirit or any ordinary man as God. Nowadays we see so many incarnations, they are coming and claiming themselves to be God. Some incarnation they are saying they are Lord Kalki. Either they would have hair on the top of their head or hair below their face. In fact, one devotee mentioned Lord Kalki, he comes with a big sword and you chop off demon's head. But these incarnations are not, at least what you speak of sword, they don't even have enough money to probably buy a blade. They are keeping their hair so ugly. So so they claim that the ordinary man is claiming to be God. And then other time in India, people worship anything, any material objects. So some people worship matter and some people worship the spirit. But both are completely useless, because matter is inert, unconscious object. and spirit, the living entities, they are also inferior. So one cannot attain spiritual perfection by worshipping either of these. The matter is rejected and the spirit is also rejected as any living entities, ordinary man. So these two things are nothing but zeros. So adding zeros and zeros, one is not going to attain any perfection. But amazingly, again if you analyze Vaishnava philosophy deeply, both these things, when they come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are the ultimate object of perfection. When the same material objects, when it's been come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that should be worshipable. And the same spirit or living entities, when they come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, become the devotee of the Lord, they are the ultimate object of worship. So when these zeros are then themselves have no value, but when they are in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the number one is added. So then they become most valuable. And just like for example, maybe this particular book, Srimad Bhagavatam, is nothing but different pages and some black ink on it. So the same ordinary paper outside, any newspaper, it's considered to be mundane. It's material objects. Nobody can worship by worshipping the newspaper, that he will become advanced in spiritual knowledge. But the same material object, when it used to present Krishna's philosophy, Srimad Bhagavatam, then the same material object become worshipable. The material thing becomes spiritualized. Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. And all the articles in the temple deity worship, they'll become spiritualized. If you touch some objects, a kartal or some metal which is worshipped in Krishna's worship, we immediately put our hand on our head. If you disrespect that. At the same time, we may walk on the stone and different metal on the road, but we don't give any respect to that because of its connection with Krishna's worship. At the same time also, any man who is walking on the road, it's not that they are worshipable. But at the same time, when a personality becomes devotee of Krishna, he is the topmost object of worship. So Vaishnava philosophy, it is not an understanding of superficiality. So without knowing this, people outside world, they think that we are worshipping some material thing, we are worshipping some mortal beings. But the real fact is that when these two, matter and spirit, comes in touch with Krishna, they become the ultimate object of worship. So here, keeping this in mind, Srila Prabhupada mentions, Vina Mahat Pada Rajobhishekam. We reject this material matter as inferior energy, but finally, what is the ultimate via media to attain perfection? That by smearing the dust from the lotus feet of the devotee. The dust particle, which is something very, very insignificant, but that dust particle which is appears to be material, but when that is in touch with devotee's feet, and that is the via media by which you can attain perfection. See, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that without taking the dust of the lotus feet of the exalted devotee on his head, one cannot attain perfection. So why? The whole reason is that the touch of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, when a person sees spiritual master without connection with the Supreme Lord, he will think he is ordinary man. Because everyone in this world have two hands, head and legs. So what is the difference? Spiritual master, he is also having the same. Even the material objects, the book is also looking similar, and the outside book also looking similar. What is the difference? The difference is its connection with Krishna. So when a person sees spiritual master without his being connected to Krishna, then the danger of taking him as an ordinary person. He is also eating, he is also sleeping, he is also walking. So what is different? Because the difference is that the ordinary man have no connection with Krishna, but the spiritual master is in complete touch with Krishna. That's why our philosophy is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. It's a relationship with the Supreme Lord. Again, the material object is also ordinary, but when it comes in touch with Krishna, that connection with Krishna, that becomes as good as worshipable like Krishna. So, the whole philosophy is that of the relationship between this matter, which is objects worshipped in Krishna's service, and the spirit, the personalities involved in Krishna's service. So the personalities involved in Krishna's service are the spiritual master as well as the previous acharyas. And the objects involved in Krishna's service are the paraphernalia worshipped in Krishna. All these things are completely spiritual because of their complete oneness and connection with the Supreme Lord Krishna. So this oneness, if this oneness is not seen, then immediately what comes is offense to spiritual master and offense to the paraphernalia of the Lord. So, Vaishnava Aparad means, to simple to say, that not able to see a Vaishnava in connection with Krishna. When Lord Vishnu is removed from Vaishnava, then we tend to commit offenses. Who is this person? What does he know? So when Lord Krishna is gone out of the picture from the Vaishnava, when you forget to see his connection with the Lord, then it tends to take him. He is also ordinary man like me. So then, that will cause a fall down for a devotee. That will cause Vaishnava Aparad. To see difference between spiritual master and Supreme Lord. To see the connection between them. To forget to see the oneness of Supreme Lord and the spiritual master. And if you forget to see the oneness of spirituality between the paraphernalia worshipped in Krishna's service and Supreme Lord Krishna, then that leads to Seva Aparad. We are just worshipping the deity and we see the lamp which is made up of brass, and we also may use some other, some we are worshipping, we are walking on the road, we are going in the bus, that is also made up of some metal. So when you see, forget to see the relation of the paraphernalia of the Lord with Krishna, the oneness of spirituality of the paraphernalia and Krishna, then that will cause Seva Aparad. We just take the paraphernalia for granted. So when you forget to see the relationship between spiritual master and Krishna, when you forget to see the relationship between the material object and Krishna, that leads to Vaishnava Aparad, that leads to Seva Aparad. So here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that as soon as a foolish disciple try to overtake a spiritual master, as soon as when a disciple sees a spiritual master as an ordinary man, immediately he falls down. That's why if you see the outside material world, the karmis, when they cannot see the connection of the objects in front of them with Krishna, and they want to try to enjoy them. Krishna is not in the picture. Whatever I have in this material world is for my enjoyment. Where is Krishna in this picture? So he tries to take everything for himself that I want to enjoy. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan, sukham. That everything is meant for my enjoyment. So when Krishna is not there in the picture, the matter or the sense gratification becomes the object of one's own enjoyment. And when Krishna comes in the picture, then that can be utilized in Krishna's service. So the bogis are those who are karmis, because they are not able to see Krishna principle in the things surrounding them, they want to enjoy all those things for themselves. That becomes a weak heartedness. Due to the weak heartedness, they want to enjoy everything for their own senses. On the other hand, the so-called renunciants, those tyagis, what they do? They also don't see Krishna in the picture. And because of their hard-heartedness, they reject everything. So either a person, when he doesn't see Krishna, he takes everything for his own enjoyment and falls down in spiritual life. Or when a person doesn't see Krishna in the and the things surrounding him, he rejects them due to hard-heartedness, and in this way he also falls down from spiritual life. But the devotee of the Lord, they are neither rejecting them or taking them for their own enjoyment. They see the Krishna principle in that and offer that in service of Krishna. And they see the principle of Krishna in that, and they doesn't reject anything without seeing its utility. They offer everything in the service of Krishna. So when this principle is not there, then the problem of Vaishnava Parad comes. We see again in the example of Vaishnava Parad, when you forget to seek principle of Krishna and spiritual master, the fall down takes place. Few examples I would like to quote in this connection. One example is in the episode of Ramayana, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they are looking for Sita. They come in touch with Sugriva. When they come in touch with Sugriva, Sugriva welcomes them, and Hanumanji also comes, and Sugriva offers a garland to Lord Ram. And as out of respect, Sugriva immediately just chops off some salt tree, blooming salt tree, and just put it down as asan. And Hanumanji is his minister. He saw that Sugriva is welcoming Lord Ram and put asan for Lord Ram to sit. Immediately Hanumanji is wondering that he is not putting any asan for Lakshman. And Lord Ram is also thinking, why is not giving any asan for Lakshman? So before anything else could happen, immediately Hanuman, without even asking Sugriva, his own king, his permission, immediately just breaks some branch from sandalwood tree and puts as asan for Lakshman. And Lakshman sits, and Lord Ram smiles and looks at Hanuman. So here there is an indifference is being shown by Sugriva between Lord Ram and Lakshman. And Lakshman is a spiritual master. So the acharyas explain, so when there is a fight between Vali and Sugriva, Lord Ram doesn't kill Vali immediately. And Sugriva gets a lot of beatings from Vali. So generally people think that Lord Ram is telling that he is not able to distinguish between both of them. It is not so difficult for Lord Ram. The real reason is that he become disrespectful for Lakshman, who is a spiritual master. So Lord Ram cannot tolerate the offences committed to a Vaishnava. So he wanted that he should get some, you know, beatings from Vali. So Sugriva comes running, "My dear Supreme Lord, why did you help me that I thought you will help me?" So Lord Ram smilingly told, "I don't know the difference between you and Vali. So what do? You take a garland on your neck." So Lord Ram gives the garland in the hand of Lakshman. And Sugriva comes and bows down in front of Lakshman. And then when he bows down in front of Lakshman, Lakshman offers the garland to Sugriva. And similarly, so when Vaishnava Aparad, what he did to Lakshman, when he bowed down to a Vaishnava, and a Vaishnava is pleased with him, Lakshman put the garland, and then Lord Ram really helped him. So in this way, when a person doesn't see the principle of the connection of Lord Ram with Lakshman, when he separated Lord Ram with Lakshman, when he separated Lord Krishna from spiritual master, then it leads to aparad to the Vaishnava. So our philosophy is achintya bheda abheda, the seeing oneness abheda and seeing the difference bheda. So seeing the oneness means seeing the connection of Krishna with the spiritual master, seeing the connection of Krishna with the objects worshipped in him, seeing the connection of Krishna with the devotees. So when this oneness is not seen, when we see no spiritual principle in all these things, then that leads to aparad. So this abheda means that the Krishna is in one with the spiritual master, because sakshat haridvena, spiritual master is not different from Supreme Lord. So the oneness is, aspect is seen. And Vaishnavas, because Krishna is residing in the heart of all the Vaishnavas, and Krishna himself says, "I don't reside in Vaikuntha, I don't reside in the yogi's heart. Yatra gayanti bhakta tatra tishtami narata." That I am there in the heart of the devotees who are singing my glories. So because Krishna is residing in the heart of the devotees, the oneness of Krishna is seen in the devotee's heart, then there is chance of worshipping them and one is making progress. But if this oneness of Krishna and the devotee is not seen, then that leads to aparadha. So the bogies, the karmis, they don't see the oneness of Krishna's connection with the material objects, then in this way they fall down by enjoying them. But the renunciates, what they do, they only see the oneness, they forget to see the difference. They see that I am also spiritual by nature, I am also spirit, I never die. And Supreme Lord is also by definition is spiritual. He also never dies. So they just extrapolate the oneness, fail to see the difference. So when they fail to see the difference between Supreme Lord and His expanded expansion, then they also fall down completely. So the Vaishnava philosophy is, one should see the oneness of spiritual quantitative oneness, the qualitative oneness of Krishna with the spiritual master, Krishna with the Vaishnavas, Krishna with the objects worshipped in His worship. Then there is no offense. But at the same time, devotees are not like Mayavadi. They see the only oneness. They also see the difference. Yes, we are one with Krishna. At the same time, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna is ultimately my object of worship. Even if I get liberated in the spiritual world, I will be serving Krishna. So this oneness and difference is maintained by the devotees in a perfect balance. Then they get perfection of life. So again, we see this philosophy of Achindya Bheda Bhaya Tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, that gives the complete picture. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport quoting Jiva Goswami, explained this principle in a very beautiful example. He says, just like we see the sun, and the sun has four principles. The sun god, who is there in the sun planet, is personality of sun. And then the sun globe itself. And from sun globe, the rays are emanating from sun globe. And when the rays fall on different objects, the rays produces a shadow. So these four principles are explained in four different ways. So Krishna as a personality is compared to the sun god. And then the sun planet with its internal planet, that compares to Krishna's own expansion. And then the sun produces its rays emanating from the sun. That is compared to the living entities or the jivas. But then the sun rays falls on the objects that produce a shadow. That is a material nature. So in this one example, Srila Prabhupada quoting Jiva Goswami completely paraphrases the philosophy of Achindya Bheda Bhaya Tattva. That the whole unit is nothing but emanation from sun. So all these things don't have separate existence. When the sun god is not there, there is no sun. When the sun is not there, there is no question of the rays. When the rays is not there, is no question of the shadow. So these things are having one principle. What is the principle? That they are all coming, emanating from sun god. At the same time, we can't say sun rays is equal to sun, or a shadow is equal to sun. So the oneness is seen here, and the difference is maintained. There cannot be shadow without sun rays. To make it very clear, in the episode of Ramayana again, when Bharat Maharaj was gone to his uncle's house, Yudhajit, Shatrughna was also going. So it is mentioned, Shatrughna followed him just immediately like a shadow follows him. So the Acharyas explained that Vasishtha Muni, when a prince leaves the palace, he has to see what is his star, which particular lagna he should leave the palace, which particular date he should travel. So he saw Bharat Maharaj's astrological chart and told that he should leave at this time, at this particular day. But he didn't see Shatrughna's chart. So Acharya explained that if somebody is leaving the house, when you see that what time you should leave the house, what time you should go, that is enough. You don't have to see my separate chart for the shadow also. I am leaving the house, I should go. I should leave this house particular time. What about my shadow? No need. Similarly, when Bharat Maharaj leaves, he saw the dead for the Bharat, so he didn't see for Shatrughna, because Shatrughna is like a shadow. So the shadow is non-different from the personality. So similarly, the Supreme Absolute Truth like Krishna is a sun, and there is no difference between the sun and its expansion, its own internal expansion, the living entities and the material world. They are one in principle, but at the same time, the difference is there in their quantitative measurement. So, when this is not, it has been seen, that leads to Vaishnava Aparadha. So here, when a person is not seeing the principle of Krishna and spiritual master, that will make a person to fall down to animalistic life. So here Bharat Maharaj humbly explained himself that because I was not consulting a spiritual master, that I fell down. Again we see in the whole progressive of this fifth canto that Bharat Maharaj, Jadabharat is slowly taking Raghugana to the highest perfection of spirituality. If you see in the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy also, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his personal example. Many times people say that God is one. But Vaishnava philosophy, it doesn't say that only God is one. The same one principle God cannot stay alone. He is not alone one personality. God includes his own energies also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show this principle, he became five in principles, Panchatattva. So Krishna's one personality expanded himself in five principles. And this principle of spiritual master is so important that Krishna expanded himself in five principles, and this all five Panchatattva are represented as spiritual master. It is said that the position of spiritual master is so great and so lovable, even Krishna is taking the position of the spiritual master. In the Panchatattva, Srivas Thakur is a pure devotee of the Lord. So pure devotee of the Lord, Srivas Thakur, is a spiritual master. Without approaching a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot go further. And then after Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, the name Acharya itself suggests that he is a spiritual master, Advaita Acharya. And then after approaching Advaita Acharya, one is approaching Nityanand Prabhu. So Nityanand Prabhu is also the representation of the spiritual master, is Balaram himself. He is a spiritual master. And without approaching Nityanand Prabhu, one cannot approach Srimati Radharani. So Gadadhar Pandit, again, he is a spiritual master. So after approaching Gadadhar Pandit, one is approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasudeva Sudam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Mande Jagadgurum. He is Krishna himself. So Krishna himself becomes a spiritual master. So the spiritual master is such an important principle that Krishna himself manifests in five forms as spiritual master. So without approaching such a spiritual master representing all this Panchatattva, one cannot attain spiritual perfection. So here Bharat Maharaj explained that I became completely detached from material activities through direct experience and through indirect experience. That Bharat Maharaj directly experienced the material pleasures, and he renounced just like a person renouncing the objects of toilet and detached himself. And indirect experience, he told from the Shrutis. He heard from the Vedic literature. He learned the Vedas. So he renounced the material world by direct experience as well as reading from the scripture. But still the fall down took place. Why? Prabhupada mentioned, because there is no consultation of the spiritual master. So even though we may have a direct experience, even though we may read from the scriptures, but still that cannot give a person guarantee, a proof check to advance in spiritual life. Unless he is having the mercy of the spiritual master, he cannot attain spiritual perfection. So Bharat Maharaj was really, he was so advanced, he was really in ecstasy, his hairs are standing in ecstasy. And he was really feel, you could even experience the ecstatic symptoms of devotional principle. But still, when the attachment came to the deer, and no consultation of spiritual master you could fall down. So what to speak of our position when there is a neglect of taking instruction from spiritual master or the God brothers, then whatever advancement that we may make, what to speak of hairs are standing on end. So even to such an extent a person is falling down, so what to speak of our advancement. So there is an easy chance a person can fall down when he fails to see the spiritual master as the ultimate authority, when he fails to see the Vaishnavas as the devotees of the Lord. So when you forget to see the spiritual qualities within them, in these two personalities, then fall down take place. Again, the example of Mother Sita, if you see here, Bharat Maharaj become attracted to the deer, and Mother Sita, she become attracted to the golden deer. And here also same principle, the golden deer is a material object, and Lord Ram is a spiritual object. So she become attracted to the material object for illusion. She is sending the absolute truth, Lord Ram, to bring that golden deer. So absolute truth is going to bring the illusions. So the devotional service has been used for enjoying material object. Then what happened? And the spiritual master Lakshman is a devotee, Vaishnava. She is instructing Mother Sita that you be here, no need to go. But again, Mother Sita as an example, she didn't listen to him. Then that leads to the separation from devotional service. So similarly here, Bharat Maharaj become attracted to the deer, and when he is using devotional service to take care of the deer. He is worshipping the deity and using those paraphernalia to feed the deer and looking for the deer. Where is deer? Oh moon god, can you give me the deer? So using all the spirituality to get the deer back. So when Krishna is missing from, when Krishna is put aside and the falsity comes into the picture, then immediately there is a fall down from spirituality. There is a separation from Supreme Lord. So Mother Sita herself laments that I made mistake of not listening to Lakshman. I made a mistake of taking the deer as real object. And Bharat Maharaj, again due to his humility, is lamenting here that I was directly heard the Vedic literature. I directly experienced, but still because of my misfortune, I fell down Raghuguna. So you take shelter of a spiritual master. So in this way, in this whole episode, Jada Bharat is getting the whole Vaishnava philosophy into picture. And if you see the whole progress of this chapter, Jada Bharat is taking King Raghuguna in a very progressive way. And he starts the whole conversation by telling, as our Premnipur explained in the nice class, that he first chastised Jada Bharat that, you know, you fool, you think you are a king, but you are giving suffering to the person who is carrying your palanquin. So after chastising Jada Bharat, immediately he started explaining in the next verse that the material world is nothing. We came from dust, we'll go into dust. And the next verse, Shikshashtra Prabhu manifested his avyakta class in that, a very interesting way, that how this material world is a miserable temporary place. So Jada Bharat rejected this material world. And in the next verse, he says that some people say the atom is the ultimate cause. Jada Bharat explaining in the next verse that atom is the ultimate cause, because of them the whole material universe is created. But again, Jada Bharat rejects that atom is not the ultimate cause. One should accept Supreme Personality of Godhead as ultimate truth. So Premnidhi Prabhu explained in that class that how that the Advayam principle, the Supreme Lord Paramatma, is ultimate truth. So Jada Bharat now rejected the material principle, dust, from dust we came, from dust we go, so don't attach the material body. Then he further explained that atom is not the principle. What is ultimate principle? The principle is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Raghuguna became very happy that I understood who is God. But Jada Bharat tells that is not enough, that you may understand God is ultimate truth, but the next verse immediately tells how to attain that God. So Gaurang Prabhu explained the very interesting way that accepting the dust from the devotee's feet, by that only one can understand that absolute truth. So then next immediately question arises, who are the devotee? So the yesterday's class, Dwaragadish Prabhu mentioned, so Prabhupada started the translation, who are the pure devotees mentioned here? With the question mark Prabhupada start. And then the qualities of devotees are mentioned. The devotees are always hear about Supreme Lord. They never waste their time. They always speak about the Supreme Lord. So these are the devotees. So after she rejected the material objects, he rejected the body as important and finally concluded Supreme Lord. And to attain the Supreme Lord, we should take dust of the devotees. And who are the devotees? Explained in yesterday verse. And in this verse, Raghuguna is further explaining that if you want to believe how the process works, I am the example. I was following all these things, but I rejected the devotees' lotus feet dust. When I have not taken shelter of the devotees' feet, see what happened to me. But you don't get into this problem. In this way, in this whole particular, I was yesterday reading the whole translation. In a very progressive way, Jada Bharat is taking Raghuguna into the ultimate philosophy of Krishna consciousness. First, in an interesting way, rejects the material objects. He says that from dust we came, from dust we go. And he concluding with that, again you should take the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. So he rejected the dust. From dust we come, from dust we go. And the material objects, the whole creation is made up of atoms. But that is the ultimate cause. Reject these things. And finally bringing the Supreme Personality God into the picture. And how to attain him? Again go back to the dust. Not to the star dust, but the devotee's lotus feet dust. And if you take the devotee's lotus feet dust on your head, then you can achieve the perfection. In this way, but if you don't take the spiritual master instruction, if you fail to see Krishna, then one immediately falls down into material life. Sorry, Hare Krishna. Thank you for your tolerance. Any comments?
Hare Krishna, as you said in the end of your class, and as it is mentioned, the purport, Bharat Maharaj could not keep up his principles because of not taking consulting or having a spiritual master. So we don't find in the history or in the pages of Bhagavatam who was the spiritual master of Jada Bharat. So if you know, you can throw some light on it, or if somebody.
When I was reading yesterday, I was thinking about the same point. When after Bharat Maharaj fall down took place, he became the deer. So he became the deer in Kaljara mountain. Is it? So he became the deer over there. And because of his past spirituality, he remembered his past life. So immediately he left that place and went to Pulaha Ashrama. So in the translation it is mentioned he went to the ashrama of Pulaha and Pulasthya. And I saw the purport in that Prabhupada mentions. You can read the purport also. I don't have to search which verse. But anyway, the purport mentions, so the Prabhupada says that he mentions the point that Bharat Maharaj, when he was a king, he left the palace and came to the forest and was started following devotional service alone. Again, now he left the home, that is Kaljara mountain now, and went to Pulaha Ashrama, he mentions. And immediately next statement Prabhupada makes, the association is very important. So ISKCON is not a free hotel where devotees are living. We should take this place very seriously. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport that the association is very important. And this purport falls for the translation where as Bharat Maharaj, when he fall down as a deer, he goes to the ashrama Pulava and Pulasthya. So there is no mention of Bhagavatam exactly who is the spiritual master of Jada Bharat. But the very fact that as a deer he went to the ashrama Pulava and Pulasthya, and Prabhupada mentioned the purport in that association, is very important that he went to Pulava and Pula Ashrama. So that says the association is very important. Go through it.
King Rishabhdev only the spiritual master. Just yeah. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the most inspiring spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. The whole instruction of King Rishabhdev are meant for his children only. And one of them was...
He is asking Jada Bharat personally, who is?
Jada Bharat.
He remembered not only his life but his instruction also. And it says, he remembered his life. This can be considered as two phases.
Yeah.
He's just phasing, you know, from one compartment to the other, but original connection.
Actually, Radha Govind Maharaj mentioned in this point, when he came here, he gave class on Raghunai Tatta Pasanayati. They remained that the point where Jada Bharat tried to, Bharat Maharaj, saving the deer was not a problem. And he gave the example of, you know, somebody, if you receive, somebody comes to the temple and you are doing some aarti or some specific service, you can come and receive if nobody is there. But if you do it every day, then that is an offense. So saving the deer was not a problem, but maintaining the deer was a problem. And he did not consult. Now what to do?
Thank you.
His Grace Nityananda Prabhu ki
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.